I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. The San Gabriel Valley is a food lover's paradise of regional Chinese restaurants. Cantonese-style dim sum, Taiwanese soup dumplings, face-numbing Sichuan food. The East meets West cuisine of the Xinjiang region, which was a crucial thoroughfare along the Silk Road. But what about the food of Shanghai? Amidst all this regional splendor, it often gets overlooked, and it shouldn't. Los Angeles Times restaurant critic Bill Addison has a terrific Shanghainese spot to recommend, Wang Jia in San Gabriel. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan.
Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about Shanghai and its food? Where in the giant geography of China is it located?
Yes, we are talking about the Yangtze River Delta, the Jiangnan region in eastern China. It's an exceptionally fertile area, and it also encompasses the culinary traditions of many neighboring smaller cities. Fuchsia Dunlap wrote a cookbook a few years back about the region called Land of Fish and Rice, which I think is a title that introduces this area as good as any. It's often defined by its subtlety. Sometimes it has a reputation for sweetness to the flavors. And sometimes it also gets a rep for bland, like almost overly plain cooking. I don't agree with that. I think that there is subtlety and nuance to Shanghainese cuisine that I really appreciate in the same way that I appreciate Cantonese cuisine.
So what are some of the most famous dishes from the region, and will we find them at Wang Jia?
You will find some of them at Wang Jia. I mean, it's an enormous menu, but there are specialties like xiaolongbao, of course, the famous soup dumplings. And I'll be honest, I think that there are more interesting versions of that particular dish out there in the world. The red braised meats are very common in the Shanghai area, and lots of seafood dishes. And that's almost where I think you should put your attention here. But the important thing, and we can get into this, is to ask for guidance at this restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you walk into a place that you've never been before, where there's over 150 items on the menu, you really do need, guidance. So whose restaurant is it? Who's running it?
A woman named Lulu Luo. She has owned the restaurant for 3 years. She and her family are from Shanghai. And her son, Kevin Ma, they are the two that generally act as guides through an enormous 150-dish menu that also has plenty of Sichuan dishes on there. That caters to local tastes. I'm suggesting that you stick to their suggestions and ask for Shanghainese dishes.
So let's start with the Shan Ru Kai Fan, the fried rice with salt, pork, and greens. It looks so good in its simplicity.
It's really incredible. I had never quite had this dish before. And the thing that's so beautiful about it is the elegance of the seasoning. It is just those dishes, right? Very seasonal greens, a bit of pork, short grain rice. But something about the precise elegance of the seasoning almost makes the rice taste amplified. Like you appreciate its sweetness even more. It's fantastic.
So cold meats are traditionally a big part of the Shanghainese repertoire. How is that represented at Wang Jia?
They are absolutely present, and they are served a lot larger than some other restaurants where I've seen them. So if you're coming with a group, just settle in for a couple. I'd say the drunken chicken that's doused with a sherry-like wine, or the smoked fish, which is such an iconic flavor of that region. It's a little bony, but then you kind of navigate and you really enjoy those kind of meaty campfire sweet flavors that come through in the fish.
Tell us about the variations on Shanghai's shrimp and eel specialties.
There is a Shanghainese dish that I would love to find more in the United States. It's tiny crystalline shrimp fried with longjing, the prized green tea that comes first thing in spring. I've had it in Hong Kong and not anywhere locally, but they are serving a version of that dish without the tea leaves here. And it's actually really simple and delicious, and the shrimp have snap. They're kind of glassy almost. And then they have quite a few eel specialties as well. The one that I'm always being steered toward, they call it simply on the menu, braised minced eel in brown sauce. Very delicate, a bit of chives to offset the flavors, almost more about kind of the texture in the best possible way, kind of the thin, squiggly, noodle-like texture.
So I'm all about meatballs of kind of every type. And
yes.
And lion's head meatballs are another defining Shanghainese dish. How is it done here?
Yeah, these are some of the best I've had. They're enormous, and the meat has this kind of beautiful coarseness to it, though the texture is utterly lush, utterly tender, and they drape them in cabbage leaves, and they bathe them in this brothy, very lightly thickened sauce that tastes slightly of ginger. It is wonderful. I think you would really, really appreciate this as part of the global meatball lexicon.
You have a very specific recommendation for the finale of your meal.
Yes, I do. It's a whole crab dissected and served in this sauce that tastes to me like they've incorporated crab roe into it. And it's full also of those orb-shaped rice cakes. Sometimes they call them rice sticks. And you get your hands in there and it's messy and a little chewy from the rice cakes and delicate and frilly from the crab meat. And it's just this kind of big, wonderful ending to a meal where you leave entirely satisfied and also ready to come back and see what else you can find on this enormous menu.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Evan.
That was LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison talking about Wang Jia, a San Gabriel restaurant that specializes in the cuisine of Shanghai. You'll find it at the corner of East Las Tunas Drive and Mission Avenue. You can also read more about Wang Jia at our website. For a link to Bill's review, just go to kcrw.com/goodfood. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks go out to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman, and I think I'll make some chicken soup with rice this weekend. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.